سان سان مې کوه کومره
ته من سو پوګي ګان سو کوګي
مې کوه کاچي
نسه. The second is called the middle prostration, the prostration of meditation, which means you just visualize the whole prostration and you visualize that you're prostrating to countless Buddhas, and that's enough. And then the final is called the prostration of devotion. That's the least of the three. And this one, you actually bow your head and touch your limbs to the ground and your head to the ground as a sign of devotion. So I'm going to give you a choice. Any one of these three prostrations you would like to do, you can do.
Διάφοροι τρόποι να κάνει κανείς προσδιορισμούς ή να απευθύνει ένα χαιρετισμό προς έναν δάσκαλο. Ο ένας είναι ο ανώτερος τρόπος, είναι οι προσδιορισμοί μέσω της θεώρησης, που σημαίνει ότι κατανοώντας ότι τόσο εκείνος τον οποίο απευθύνεται ο χαιρετισμός ή η υπόκληση, όσο και εκείνος που την κάνει, στην πραγματικότητα δεν έχουν αληθινή φύση. Και χωρίς να υπάρχει μια τέτοιου διάκριση, αυτό το να παραμένει κανείς σε μια τέτοια κατανόηση αποτελεί τον ανώτατο χαιρετισμό. Μετά υπάρχει ο μεσαίος χαιρετισμός, ο προσθενισμός, όπου που λέγεται ο διαλογιστικός προσθενισμός. Εκεί είναι ένα επίπεδο στο οποίο η όλη διαδικασία γίνεται μέσω του οραματισμού. Οραματίζεται κανείς ότι κάνει αυτό τον προσθενισμό, χωρίς να χρειάζεται να εκφραστεί αυτό με έναν εξωτερικό τρόπο. Και τέλος, ο προσθενισμός του κατώτερου κατά κάποιο τρόπο επίπεδου, που ονομάζεται προσθενισμός της ευλάβειας, είναι εκείνος που εκφράζεται ο προσθενισμός με σωματικά, με το να ακουμπήσουμε τα γόνατά μας και τα χέρια μας στο έδαφος, το μέτωπό μας και ούτω καθεξής. Και ο Ρίμποτσε, λέει, μας αφήνει επιλογή να κάνουμε αυτό το προσθενισμό όπως νομίζουμε.
Είναι τάντα ράπτα βαγγέπε σας ώρα.
Now we're going to do the supreme prostration of the view.
Αλλά τώρα τελικά μας λέει θα κάνουμε την ανώτατη, τον ανώτατο προσθενισμό της σωστής θεώρησης.
Beyond there being anyone to prostrate and anyone to prostrate to.
Η οποία είναι πέρα από το να υπάρχει κάποιος που κάνει τον προσθενισμό και πέρα από το να υπάρχει κάποιος τον οποίο απευθύνεται.
Yeah, yeah.
Please be seated. This is an auspicious day, and so we should begin by singing auspiciousness that lights up the universe.
Σήμερα είναι μια ευνοϊκή μέρα και γι' αυτό Ρίμποτσε λέει να ξεκινήσουμε απαγγέλλοντας το τραγούδι, το ευνοϊκό, το φως που πλημμυρίζει το σύμπαν.
Θα έχει γίνει ούτε νόμο.
Το νέο πλιαράκι είναι σελίδα 38, σε παλιό δεν θυμάμαι σε ποια σελίδα.
Там будет индийский.
First in English. Namo Guru Hasa
Vajjaye.
You see that everything in samsara and nirvana is merely independently arisen. You see the dharmata, the true being, that is the essence of all dependent arising. The power of your great insight fills the universe with auspicious light. O mighty Shepherd Dorje, please rise up now from within my heart.
Tumhe bardhe lama dambhe jakshe dhaja mame Sadha je jase jo Kiva ne tira tamje do Durva me bhaje su sungho Tumhe jase jama je gane Jokhe nye lache de parje Tarpe lanche chakran jabu Chakche vambu nyingke vesu vengyo Tira kanta si jen tanye le Tom Jay, Tom Gay, Samus, Tartuk nengur chuchu jevshe la niyang dorten dan jevshe nile tambu ni namba ju niyong chulun juba ni lana memba ni indi ngu zedan kanza dan chepar guba ne dan ni yela zedan jurwa dan nimeng pa penyong jubi su yuza wa sonde ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ གསྲ 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 Mogo nenjoro. Ngopo am zeje nenjoro. Kansa nenjoro. Nenjur je chepar. Nenjur je goba. Nenjur te ye ten. Nesam ten kanginba. Kanginba tangnen. Yeyla seba tang, jorba tang. Nenjur mepe nimek tang. Nenjur yepe penyong la jubezo.
This 10-point presentation, enabling knowledge as well as accomplishment of thorough transformation, provides an unsurpassable introduction. One thing to know about this at the outset is that it is a description of pure being from the perspective of affirming what it is. It is not a presentation using the other style, which would be a style of negation, as is found in the teachings of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, negating what it is not. Here, from the perspective of the third turning, it is affirming what it is. It is the way one comprehends what is actually meant by thorough transformation and puts it into practice, thereby attaining the ultimate among results. To name the 10 which make up this approach, they include the essence or the nature of transformation, the ingredients or contents of transformation, the individuals who are transformed, transformation special traits, and transformation's requirements, what is required if one wants to attain transformation, and what constitutes the ground for transformation, how it is cultivated mentally, how transformation is applied, as well as the disadvantages that would follow if there were no such thing as transformation, and finally the benefits that follow because there is transformation.
Nenjur je pe ne nongha ting, ting le zhurwa tang, sir ya da ba tang, chur nyo ba tang wa jen, jiba su shi.
You should know that the examples for transformation are a sky that is free of clouds, water that is free of mud, gold from which the impure minerals have been refined away. These are the three examples to know.
Ba, dortin je ramba tan dunba, jebar sheba la chuyo bali. Tambo,
The second section here is an
experience.
The essence, i.e. the makeup, the nature of transformation, is introduced as consisting of the suchness, pure being, freed of superficial stain. That means superficial stains appear no longer, and suchness manifests. That is to say, pure being, which is free of stain in its very essence, manifests just as it is.
Second,
the ingredients. To introduce the ingredients or contents, awareness in the form of the vessel shared undergoes a transformation to suchness. The sutras undergo a transformation into the suchness, the actual Dharma Dhatu, and beings' awareness components not shared in common undergo a transformation to suchness.
Και προχωράμε στο δεύτερο σημείο που είναι τα συστατικά και το ριζικό κείμενο λέει.
Ναι, όσο τσορπατή, τι, μου ναι, γιώραμ, τζε, ναι, γιώρνιε, λεγγιωπάνε. Ngobo nenjur ta dze nenjur jeban. Komdur namba somdu dute. Dute tembane. Tumungwa tar nawa. No jinjik tinje namba rikwa am. Namba nawa. Te yin ni tu nenjur wadang. Chuchi yin su nenjur wadang. Jur wadang. Mengdang. Sekta yeki nambar nambe, juzi tu churpa nam, dode namji chuji yingji te yinji tu nen jurwa tang. Tumong menba juj soso, tumong mayinba kanza, ke juj sosu dube, semjinji kanji, semdang, semzong. Tse sosin namshi, cho chogam, cho je, Semzong abjo tsak jesu, semzong ka nambar nawa am, nambar kwa yi tso, te yinyi de ne jirba dan. Som jesu do yisipa dhuzi.
To introduce the ingredients, that is, the contents of this complete transformation, the subject is here summarized under 3 points. So there are basically 3 types of transformation that are going to be described, and these are what make up transformation. These are the ingredients of transformation.
The first is that image awareness, meaning that which appears in the form of the world, of the vessel, which is seemingly shared in common, undergoes a complete transformation to suchness. What that means is that the appearance of the outer world, the physical universe, as it appears to your mind, transforms from being a dualistic, confused appearance into the awareness of suchness, transforms into suchness. Second, the signifiers appearing in the form of the letters, terms, and statements of the sutra texts and the Dharma Dhatu they teach undergo a complete transformation into the suchness, which is the actual Dharma Dhatu. What this means is that now all sounds, all words, all means of expression transform into the Dharma Dhatu of the sutras. And finally, the principles of awareness consisting of conscious mind and mental states. So these are the primary consciousnesses and what are enumerated as the 51 different mental states that ordinary beings experience, both positive and negative and neutral. So these, which are the components of beings that comprise their individual mind states and are not shared in common, also undergo a transformation to suchness. So one should know the transformation takes these three forms: of the physical universe transforming, words and sounds transforming, and inner states of mind transforming into suchness.
Το σχόλιο καταλήγει.
Τι γίνεται, κόλλο παρπα, λόλα, τάρτοκ, τσουγέν, τρούπα, τα τραβάντοπα. Κόλλο σούμπε λόλαντερ, τενή, δάντα, σάτον, γίνμι, τα γίνρι, γίνμι, την δούρε. Τέταρ, γίνρι, γίνμι, τσάμλε. Τσουγκάια, γιοπα, μαϊμπάνα, πένα. Ναι, τσουρπε, τσέ. Nenjur tope tse, sapa mebe yingna, sami chuji yingna, chuji namba tamjebe, tata nyambe, chuji yin tata nyambe, nenjur ji yin ji sanji machaba, tartu ta sanji machaba yujang, der duna, no da, no jinji gin nenjur da, di shokji, no ji shokji, luji ne, luzu nama tamde, nenjurbe, Nejurbena, Tada Wumebe de Yini, Darm de Yini, Darva Chugo, Chugo Tobadam, Neban Dodekin Trembe, Nagan Dozige Kondo Toba, Tamje Nejurbe, Chuji Dryang Juncheba Meeting, Chuji Yang Junchemaba, Cheba Meeting, Semi Hibe, Yendila Wangjurva, Longo Tobadam. Tene malare ba dorji sungor tene dan taye ba song to ba da zong re ba yin do nga ne jo sem ju du ba kun ge nam hi dang kun ge nam hi de la ten be nam hi me ge nam hi na ba nam hi na yin nam hi ji yin nam hi lu ji nam hi nyu mo ba ye ji he ba de chu dun nam hi chu dun ne jo ba yi hi nga yin chen ba dan dan ba zhu ba ge to ba wo Yana Ramba Yin, Hing Dang, Hing Yonzo Tabata, Lu Yonzo Tabat Namata, Tambu Chun Domba La, Toba Mabata, Jetawa, Chinese, Jetawa de Tontamba Nelong Chambe Yhita, Jeneba de Kunzum Chambe Yhije, He's a number Tamje, He's a number Maluba Long Dombe Chamber do Tower Savo. Tela zukjin dang, zuk yoba dang, aga dhe dhubba ne, ne majur pe kam na tu su, nenjur matu pe tu su, tumung tumung to nang rong la. Sem je ne jor ne, sem ne tumung, tumung ma yin ba yin la. Ne jor pe tse la chu tam je te, ne ma jor pe, ne jor pe tse te la, chu tam je te yin je ne do nawa, nawa le tate ba tang, ma da ba me be na. Rana tamba bhaje ke chepar do se de nawa yina yang. Ne majurba namje nangola. Teni tuenpa tan san. Chu tuenpa pa tuenpa sanje tan tenpa la soba. Ta tepe choto jarwa yinu.
What is described here as both the basic nature of reality as well as the that into which transformation occurs is Dharma Dhatu. And Dharma Dhatu is explained differently in the second and the third turning of the Wheel of Dharma. In the second turning, Dharma Dhatu is explained to be the freedom from all conceptual fabrications, the expanse of reality beyond concept. In the third turning, it is explained to be the expanse of clarity and emptiness undifferentiable, the expanse that is undifferentiable from awareness. And that is the sense in which it is used here. So in that case, it's probably better to understand the term Dharma as referring to the qualities of enlightenment. So it's the expanse of qualities. What qualities? Of the qualities of clarity and emptiness, undifferentiable, being the basic nature of all phenomena. The qualities of the expanse and awareness, undifferentiable, being the basic nature, that now manifests directly when transformation is complete. So understanding that, we can look at the commentary, now that we have an idea of what Dharma Dhatu means when it is mentioned. And the commentary reads, since no phenomenon of any sort whatsoever exists that is not included within the Dharma Dhatu, within expanse and awareness undifferentiable, the transformed qualities present within the untainted expanse, when transformation has been undergone, are inconceivable in number, covering in their extent the entire phenomenal world in all its aspects. Here, however, they are presented in terms of the following three. First, the transformation of the vessel, and by force of that, everything appearing as bodies. So this refers to the physical universe and the sentient beings who inhabit it. The appearances of all of these transform, and this is the attainment of Dharmakaya, the omnipresent suchness, in which there is neither a center nor outer boundaries. All-pervading Dharmakaya beyond center and end. Second, the transformation of everything included under the process of speech, as exemplified by the sutras. This is the attainment of Sambhogakaya, the mastery of the melodious sound of Dharma in an uninterrupted flow and of qualities knowing no end. This particular transformation is exemplified by Milarepa. Milarepa could sing uninterruptedly Vajra songs of realization, and he attained this ability by progressively purifying away the obscurations related to speech and sound. So that when his speech and sound stream were totally pure, then everything was just the sound of the Dharma, and he was always singing the Dharma in an uninterrupted way. That's what this second transformation of sound into Dharma is about. And third, the transformation of that which comprises mind, namely the all-inclusive base and the sevenfold collection supported by it. This refers to the set of the eight consciousnesses, the alaya vijnana, the basis of all, the consciousness that is the basis of all, is the first one. Then there are the five sense consciousnesses, the eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body, and the mental consciousness, and then the afflicted consciousness. You put that all together, and you have seven plus the base consciousness, making eight. All of these transform into suchness, and this is the attainment of Nirmanakaya, whose field of experience consists of the five forms of wisdom. So the Nirmanakaya experiences the eight consciousnesses transformed into the five wisdoms. Alternatively, the specific features of these three transformations should be viewed in respective order as consisting of the appearances comprising completely pure domains and bodies, the imparting of genuine Dharma instruction, and the revelation of all aspects of knowledge through the wisdom of simplicity and that of complexity. The last of these describes the two aspects of omniscient wisdom. The first is to know simplicity, meaning the true nature of all phenomena just as it is. And the second is to know complexity, which means to know all of the phenomena of relative reality, however many there may be. Furthermore, in the context where the transformation has not been undergone, anything possessing form and any sound characterizes speech qualify as appearances shared in common, whereas mind is not experienced in common. Mind is unique. So that's just describing the way an ordinary being perceives it. Sound and appearance, it seems like everybody experiences together, whereas mental states are the unique experience of each sentient being. That's what it seems like. But when the transformation has been undergone, however, all phenomena are nothing other than the manifestations of the suchness, and there is no impurity involved. So there's no more distinction between unique and common. It just breaks down, because everything is suchness. For that reason, they are appearances demonstrating the specific feature of being exclusively pure self-manifestation. In other words, all appearances manifest as the light or the energy of suchness itself. There is no more even concept or appearance of duality in any sense. It is the appearance of Dharma Dhatu itself in a total non-dual way. Nevertheless, in the eyes of those who have not undergone transformation, the one who has achieved that transformation will be experienced in a fashion involving differentiation, where he is seen as being a teacher distinct from his teaching, and so on. So this shows how ordinary beings are going to perceive the situation. The one who is enlightened, they still perceive in a dualistic way. But the one from the perspective of the enlightened being, his or herself, there is no duality. They know everything. They experience everything as the non-dual manifestation of suchness. And there's no contradiction there, because it just depends on your perspective, whether you are experiencing it from an enlightened perspective or not.
Third,
the individuals who participate in transformation.
Kanza ke ne jurba dalan juba ne. Shema tape ne jurta. Ne jurta bunine. Shema tape ne jurta bunine. Sanjeta. Sanju sembata seman namjene. Yurta jurbe te yini. Ne yonsu jurba te. Kosom tana chuko longo truko te. Kosom tana chuko ne. Sanje ni jiju yurda. Longju zopu kone. Sanju sumbata suman namje yurda jurbao. Hyankam tan. Hyankam tan lu yonsu tabata. Tambe ju tse mebe na wala wang jirwane. Sanje tan sanju sumbata namna yuji. Nindu namna. Mebe zero. Ya.
The approach as related to the individuals who undergo transformation to suchness is as follows. The first two of these transformations just explained comprise the sphere of experience of Buddhas as well as Bodhisattvas and Bodhisattvas. This is because of the three kayas, it is the Dharmakaya that serves fully and perfectly as the object of experience for Buddhas alone, while the Sambhogakaya is also the object for Bodhisattvas and Bodhisattvas. This, in turn, is because Buddhas and Bodhisattvas possess mastery over the countless appearances of pure domains, utterly pure bodies, and genuine dharma. But Shravakas do not.
Yeah. And this one.
Next one.
Sama semje ne jonde ne. Nintu nandang ne. Rang sanje jaya yinno sombari hi. Jedarhya na. Kosomje wangdu se na. Hi na. Nintu da rang sanje namje jang. Namba tamje jenbe yishi ngabe. Sanje choko choko. Chupuko tong nu ba am. Yang na. Nintu da rangja te da ke. Kunji kelembalola, kunji tenge nyomombo ye nye nenjurpe chani, nyomi nenjurpe wangdo sene chani, samante cha zan yoba yinbe. Sama semje nenjurde, nindun baba, ranjan baba, sanju sambam baba dambama. Sanjian Baba de Baba Yibu Yang Tumong Tar Somoje, Tumong Tar do Somoje, Nintu Dang Rang Sanjian Nam Semje Nenjur Yonzu Zopan Tartopa Meba Sibunzuji.
The last of these, the transformation of mind, pertains additionally to Shravakas and Pracheka Buddhas. How is this to be understood? In terms of the three kayas, it means that also Shravakas and Pracheka Buddhas are able to see a Nirmanakaya form, embodying the wisdom that embraces all aspects. So the Shravakas and Pracheka Buddhas, those who achieve the fruition of the teachings that precede the Mahayana, the Theravada, they are able to see the Nirmanakaya Buddha who has omniscient wisdom. And nevertheless, this last is, in their case, merely partial, in the sense that what they have undergone is a transformation of the afflicted mentality whose orientation is towards the all-inclusive base. So they have transformed this afflicted consciousness, the seventh consciousness. And when it says that the object of the seventh consciousness is the base consciousness, is what that means is that the function of the afflicted consciousness is to look at the base consciousness in a dualistic way. Perceive it as a self, and then stir up all of the karmic winds which cause the base consciousness to then appear in a variety of different dualistic ways, as outer experiences, as inner experiences, and so forth. But the basic, you could say, the root of it is the original look at the base consciousness and thinking that it's a self, perceiving a self. So the Shravakas and the Pracheka Buddhas transform that. So they don't believe there's a self anymore, but that's the extent of their transformation. They don't undergo the thorough transformation of all of the consciousnesses. And that's why they can only perceive the Nirmanakaya, but not the Sambhogakaya and the Dharmakaya. The commentary continues, this transformation of mind is, therefore, taught to be this last transformation of the mind, the transformation of the Nirmanakaya, therefore is taught to be common to all four types of noble beings to a certain degree. So who are the noble beings? The noble Shravakas, the noble Pracheka Buddhas, the noble Bodhisattvas, and the noble Buddhas. So they all, if you get to that level of being a noble being, whichever of the four it might be, you get a certain degree of this transformation of mind, although it is not fully complete in the case of Shravakas and Pracheka Buddhas.
Συνεχίζοντας τώρα το σχόλιο,
Τενε νέντζερ τάγκο σάρτο τόπανε, σα τάγκο βα, σα τάγκο λα νέμπε σαντζο σέμαντα, σέμπασόλα, νέντζερ 당부 도발에 내줄 서드 도발에 되네 산제지 사이 바도 되네 내줄 때 공부를 공이 공돈 벌어본 적 없어.
This process of transformation is one that really begins when you reach the first bodhisattva ground. For those bodhisattvas and bodhisattvas on that first ground, they are called the new experiencers of transformation. And their experience of transformation grows and grows until they reach the level of being perfectly enlightened, and at that point, the transformation is complete.
Bina, Shirabhya Parajya Sempa Tongra Jyapa Poto Chunyite Nyema Riri Latsari Lo Toba Song Toba Chungre Te Ngaka Menjur Toba.
Machik Labdhan is a good example of transformation of speech because she could read all 12 volumes of the 100,000 verse Prajnaparamita Sutra in one day. And she did that every day for a month. She read it out loud. And that's an example of having achieved this second type of... One month she read it 30 times, the whole sutra, and that's an example of this second type of transformation. And the Lord of Yogis, Milarepa, sang songs teaching beginning with impermanence and going through all the stages of the view up to songs about Ma Mudra and Dzogchen. He sang in such a profound way that there's absolutely no distinction between his speech and the words of the Buddha. And this is another example of attaining this transformation of speech.
Tene boje drop top chungbo nanjer ba gonla jada ngapju yo khe drop je lama jada ngapju tembe nani tene lama zo yihi jeng khandro man nege ne chada toba na zo korwe jamsur chorse be jodon toba na zo rangye me bar toza na tamje se len yino bo sung be songor deyo tene nanjer je songor.
The Tibetan Siddha, Khyumpo Nalgyor, lived to be 150 years old. And during his life, he had 150 different gurus. And out of all of these, one of his two main teachers was the wisdom Dakini Niguma. And she sang to him this verse: what throws you down into samsara's deep ocean are these thoughts of attachment and anger. But realize they don't truly exist, and all is an island of gold. This is a song about transformation.
We
can also look at the example of the noble Lady Tara. She was first an ordinary sentient being, but she gave rise to bodhicitta, and she practiced gathering the two accumulations of merit and wisdom, until she transformed into a noble bodhisattva, a noble woman. And as a result of that, she could display, for just an example, the 21 forms of Tara. But these are just examples because she manifests in an infinite number of ways. And this is an example of transformation of the body, the first type of transformation.
Kansa Dala Joban Tambo Nina Sanje Sanjo Samba Namje Tejin Yon Jurbat Sama Nindu Nanda Ransanje Yangino.
The approach as related to individuals, Fourth, the special traits. The
introduction. Sanje je nenjo dan sanju samba nam je nenjo te. Junje gang se na. Sanje da sanju samba nenje nenjo chepar baba te. Da ma ba ni unjo zobe. Number mato be yihi jin tu. Nenjo to be zero. Then sanje je nenjo de damin tar simbare. Nenjor thar to pare sanju samba nam je jang damini to pal ten de te sanju samba le ramba yero
nasa
yodo jibu.
The introduction to the traits of those transformations which can be characterized as especially advanced pertains to those attained by Buddhas as well as Bodhisattvas. And why is that? It is because these are ultimate
transformations.
Sometimes you have to talk like you're acting in a movie. Because this life is a movie. It's a movie of dependently arisen mere appearances. These are ultimate transformations which they, Bodhisattvas and Buddhas, have attained through the efficacy of non-conceptual wisdom, the full completion of freedom from self-entity in both its forms. The Buddhas have realized the two types of selflessness perfectly, and the Bodhisattvas are on their way to doing that. They are at the various stages of realizing not just the selflessness of the individual, but the selflessness of phenomena, and not just the selflessness of phenomena, but the ultimate selflessness of phenomena, which is non-conceptual, non-dual original wisdom. And that is why the ultimate transformation is one experienced exclusively by them.
Chu tamje, tamje, ne tamje do nenjurwam. Nenjurwam, wambar sang chopa chigware. Sang chopa, yangna, yangin deberan yin do namsel. Namkin de dobar. Yen yunzu tabi chebarda. chuju koda, longju zubu koda, turku sumbo tope rambatar, chuku tope, shizu kunla yiji zubu nambar tabata, longu tope sabjan jabe, jachebe, chu medu sumo, tegba chimbe chun dombar zabatane, turku tope, chuku tope ko tope, ngonhi soje, to toba maba, tope, simji yinji tonla, jetar yeba, jetar gomba gin, ngawang jorwa, ni tope zir, tope cheba lene, ni tu ta ranger je, nenjul, cheba baba yinu.
If one asks why they are ultimate, why they are ultimate transformations, it is because they are manifestations of that nature which is nirvana, the transcendence of suffering. They are direct enlightenment, the transformation of all phenomena for every and all time. Here there are presented three synonyms: transformation, complete enlightenment, and nirvana. They all mean the same. The distinguishing trait of totally pure domains extending throughout the reaches of space, that which is gained through attaining the Dharmakaya, namely original wisdoms, pure insight into all objects of knowledge, that gained through attaining Sambhogakaya, namely the gift of imparting instruction in the remarkably profound and vast teachings of the Mahayana, and that gained through attaining Nirmanakaya, namely consummate mastery over benefiting others in accordance with their enlightened intention, due to their attainment of unhindered magical powers such as extrasensory perception and so on, are attainments distinctively greater, comparatively, than those of the Shravakas and Pracheka Buddhas. Together, the introduction to trade.
Kapsu, get the hina, Tundala Samnotang, get my hina, Tractonga Dala Mikti, Ramam the Yana Gom Samore. Saja Chimbe Lola, Deni, Tanda, Nantoni Gombare.
When we are reciting the verses, if you understand the language that is being recited, then think about the meaning of the words. If you don't understand the language, then just let your mind rest in its own basic nature. Let your mind rest in the nature of sound and emptiness. That is a profound way of meditating. According to Ma Mudra, it is called the way to meditate with appearances.
We
are now explaining the teachings in three languages, and if when you hear a language being spoken, you understand the meaning, then you should think about the meaning. If you don't understand the meaning, you should focus on the sounds as being sound and emptiness and let your mind relax in its own basic nature. You're not allowed to start thinking about all kinds of other things just because you don't understand the language that's being taught. You have to meditate at that point.
Tanga ba, goba kebane, guba tolan jobani ngunje monam chebar da thikba chembo tonban ne mekbe chebar sa chola rabdo jorbe chebaro.
Fifth, the requirements for transformation. The introduction to realizing what is required, the distinguishing factor of previous wishing prayers, the distinguishing factor of Mahayana teaching as focal point, and the further distinguishing factor of effective application to all 10 levels.
Ne yonzu churba chepar jin tela, ne yonzu chepar jin tela, tela guba am koba, koba nyedu churba te, kan yina, kan ka chenpo yina, tokwa an shepar sawa lan jukba ni. Lana mebe sanjo chenpo topar ndoebe, sanje ju komba topar ndoebe, sanje ju komba tope che do, tondo mulan taba te. Sanju Samba Dan Sama Sanju Samba Kwanju Samba Malandan Sanju Sama Ayatari Sinjin Jekwala Chopa Malam La Soba Ayatari Jekwa Jeta Chodula Chopa Malam Tabare Tendao Malan Chembo Chula Soba Sanji Minjalaye Tene Malan Chembo Simjin ne kebe, simjin ne ba nam ne, ne je donga kebe malam tabare. Malam chepo chuni la soba. Arya tarin simjin jekwa jeta churugla chepo malam taba. Kondo zambu, tene sanju samba kondo zambu, zambu chepo malam cheransu, tanda dongo kudo, malam kandetamdo. Tene jepsin samba ka samba malam le, Samba Malan yore, ta tenrawo. Ngonjo Malan je chepar dang. Malan la, Malan kar chenpo re. Thikpa chenpo langdan drepo tuanpe. Thikpa chenpo langdan drepo tuanpe. Sapa tongpa nye dang, jachepe. Namja tuanpe. Sunrap namla, mikpa goni. Sunrap la lobyong zogo re. Shisa tenpa nye la, tuantan tenpa dang. Kunzo tembala, drondo chepe chepardam. Pandon tarsimbar, drope chedo, tarsin drope chedo. Sapcho, satamboni, chupa pata, tene sanje chikomba tobaso. Sapcho la, kongni kongdo rabdo jurbe chepardam. Sapcho kongni kongdo rimba yindo yogore. Tetabo, somje nirange lamle, nindu da ranja je lalem pape. Nenjor ntar tokpa teye jo, tenla wapar sawo, tenne gupe chepao. Nenjor tokpa la go kar govno.
The fifth point is the introduction to realizing, which in this case means understanding, what is required for this extraordinary transformation. What are the prerequisites? So these are as follows. They include the distinguishing factor of previous wishing prayers offered by one wishing to attain great, unsurpassable enlightenment, where in praying to do so, the 10 great prayers of a bodhisattva and others are offered. So here, first one develops the wish to attain great enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. And then in order to achieve that, one needs to make aspiration prayers. For example, the aspiration made by the Bodhisattva Samantabhadra, called the aspiration prayer for excellent conduct. The ones you can make to the Noble Lady Tara, to protect sentient beings from the 8 and the 16 kinds of fear. The Lord Maitreya's aspiration prayer. It's good if you recite these aspiration prayers. Find out what they're like. Recite them for yourself. They are an essential ingredient, a requirement to attain the transformation that is ultimate. So that's one. then the distinguishing factor of... You want to stop there? Okay. Next continues. The next thing we need is to have the distinguishing factor of eliminating overestimation or doubt with respect to any object of knowledge comprising the two truths, which is done by taking as the focal point all scriptures teaching the Mahayana path and fruition, whether composed in the vast or profound mode. So the vast mode refers to the teachings about emptiness. I'm sorry, the vast mode refers to the teachings about the conduct of the Mahayana, the skillful means to be of benefit to others, and the ways to do that, and the profound refers to the teachings on emptiness. And we need to study those vast and profound teachings about conduct and emptiness in order to cut through our doubt about the two truths, the relative truth and ultimate truth. In short, we need to study the Dharma and to contemplate it to gain certainty about what is appearance and what is reality. How is it that things appear and what is their true nature? That's what we use the Mahayana teachings to help us to gain certainty about. And that's the next essential aspect after making aspiration prayers. And the, and then the further distinguishing factor of effective application to all 10 bodhisattva levels, such that these are progressively traversed for the sake of accomplishing ultimate relinquishment of the stains, the obscurations, and realization of the qualities of realizing the true nature of mind. One should clearly understand that these three factors, aspiration prayers, cutting through doubts, and progressing on the path, are the causes of the ultimate transformation, which is superior to that attained through the paths of the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas. That is why these three are the distinctive factors comprising the requirements. Now we will meditate to the sound of Statis reciting the section from the chapter on perfect purity about the perfect purity of desire connected with the five aggregates. And he's not allowed to look at the paper.
Λίγο. Ναι. Α, τι δουλειά. Α. Προ τα jenga meba yebda kadolen debe senan do cha trupa da travare trupa da travare sena denen do cha gung o number ta bar disena denen chu tam den number ta bar
This is about how desire is perfectly pure. Desire does not come from anywhere and it doesn't go anywhere. Desire does not arise or cease. Desire has no shape and no color. And therefore, its nature is perfect purity. And just as desire is of the nature of perfect purity, so all phenomena are beyond conceptual fabrication and therefore of the nature of perfect purity.
Και είπε βέβαια και άλλα πράγματα που λίγο τα ξέχασα. Είπε ότι είναι εντελώς καθαρή, γιατί δεν μπορεί κανείς να πει ότι γεννήθηκε από κάπου ή ότι χάθηκε κάπου, ότι έχει κάποιο σχήμα, κάποιο χρώμα και κανένα δεν μπορεί κανείς να βρει κανένα είδους χαρακτηριστικό που να πει κανείς ότι αυτό είναι, αυτό είναι η επιθυμία, έτσι είναι η επιθυμία, γι' αυτό είναι τέλεια καθαρή.
If you look for desire with your eye of prajna, then you can't find it anywhere inside your body. You can't find it anywhere outside. You can't find it in your heart. You can't find it in your brain. You can't find it anywhere in between the outside and the inside. Therefore, desire is unfindable, and so its nature transcends conceptual fabrication. Since its nature transcends conceptual fabrication, it is originally and perfectly pure. When you gain certainty about desire's perfect purity in this way, then you can connect it, that certainty, to all phenomena. And the more you connect it to different subjects, the greater your certainty will be. Now, the readers will connect this with the verses about the perfect purity of the five aggregates. You should listen well. This section about desires perfect purity is also important for Vajrayana practitioners.
Yeah, Now
you should lead us in the song about yogis and yoginis who are free of attachment and full of love.
Yogis and yoginis, genes mujeres, sanero vengara, andes de mi.
Yogne nebe ganam mame, yeganam je balandu, zibe dole loa dua. Dele,